Hello, everybody, and welcome to my podcast today. I hope you're doing really well. Hope that this day finds you doing exceptionally well. Hope you're having a great day and going to enjoy the Easter season that is coming upon us. I wanted to share with you just a couple of thoughts this morning around the idea of being hope reformers. We know we live in a world where everything is being shaken. We're finding people leaving the institution of marriage, leaving the institution of the church, leaving institutions left and right because of a great shaking that is happening in our midst. Now, Hebrews chapter 12 refers to a great shaking that will happen not in the sense of God's judgment, but in the sense that what he desires to remain is that which is unshakable, which is the kingdom of God. And so many of us are going through a shaking, and as our friends and our peers are going through a shaking, I've felt it important today to encourage us. What would it look like to be a hope reformer in the days of a great shaking? We can certainly find these shakings in our lives personally. We can find these shakings in our nation. We can find them globally, and we have found them throughout history, the great shakings that have come. But people seem to be so resilient and can always find a place of resolve and determination in these times of great shaking. But what is essential is that what remained built inside of us is the kingdom of God. And Jesus came not just to get us to heaven, but he came to reveal to us what heaven on earth looks like. It's the unshakable kingdom. It's a conquering and triumphant kingdom. It is a mindset and an attitude that we are more than conquerors, that we are overcomers in every situation. And so I wanted to share with you this morning four commitments of a hope reformer. How do we live? What are the commitments that are essential as we continue to move forward in the area and in the opportunity really that exists in front of us around the shaking? The first commitment is to live, love, and lead with compassion. Live, love, and lead with compassion. You know, when people's lives are being turned upside down, they need compassion. They need to know that we are with them, that we love them, that we are not going to be self-centered, that we are not going to be judgmental, but we are going to love them. You know, whether the folks in Japan or in Haiti years ago, or the tsunami as a result of an earthquake several years ago in the southeast part of Asia and throughout the various parts of the world, Chile a couple of years ago, and the Pacific Rim. Many parts of our globe have been shaken by earthquakes. No one asked for it. No one is hoping that that happens, but nonetheless, shaking happens. Whether we caused it or not, it happens, and this is an opportunity for us to live, love, and lead with compassion when people's lives are being shaken, whether they caused it or not. And to live and love and lead with compassion is about being focused on others. It's about releasing the love of Jesus in very practical ways. It's about feeling in the depths of our soul, if you will, the depths of our bowels, if you will, the compassion that Jesus has for humanity. And so I just want to encourage you to live with the commitment of compassion and really spend some time with Jesus and ask him, where God are you prompting me to show compassion to others? How do you want me to live that way in the midst of this shaking? Commitment number two is to create community. Just to create community. You know, when the shaking happens, it's easy for us to isolate ourselves in times of pressure. It's easy for us to want to withdraw and be very self-protecting. But friends, this is a moment where we get to create community. And so we do not isolate in times of pressure. We stand alongside people. We embrace those that are in greater need. And while there is a great tendency towards self-preservation, we actually turn people towards community. People have a tendency not to feel safe in the midst of shaking. I know if I were in an earthquake and continued to feel the aftershocks, I would not feel safe running into a building, believing that certainly it's possible to come crashing down on my head at any moment. People are looking for community. They're looking for connection. They're looking for confidence. They're looking for courage. They're looking for creativity. They're looking They're looking for home. They're looking for that place of safety. They're looking for the place where they can find identity, because so much of their identity can be shaken by the things that are being shaken. And so we just want to help people find meaning in their lives and be able to find the sense of who and what God is doing in their lives. You know, John 15 and John 14, Romans 8 are passages of scripture that reference us as becoming a family, becoming sons and daughters of God. You know, Matthew 16, the famous passage of scripture where Jesus reveals to Peter who he is, that he's the Son of God, and then he reveals to Peter who he is. And it's a lot about family and mission. And so we live, love, and lead with a commitment for compassion, and we live with a commitment to create community, to create a safe place for people to find healing, for people to find hope, and for people to find help, just practical help on how to navigate the new terrain of their life based upon the shaking that they have been in. Commitment number three is connect to the bigger story. You know, we are connected through the ages. We're connected to a story that is bigger than ourselves. In Hebrews chapter 12, we find the author of that letter writing about how we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. Now, some believe that the Apostle Paul wrote Hebrews, and just for the sake of this podcast, let's believe that's true. Paul wrote this letter to Jews and to Christians that were scattered throughout the world. They were scattered abroad based upon persecution of the church. But the church, and particularly the church in Jerusalem, in Israel, was encountering a great shaking. There had been a revolt, there had been a rebellion, there had been an uprising against Rome, and Rome was determined to squelch this rebellion. And historians will say that they crucified up to 3,000 of those rebellious people, the rebels, to send a message that we will not put up with this type of turmoil, this type of chaos. We have to help people connect to the bigger story. Paul wrote this letter of Hebrews to those that were in the midst of a great shaking, reminding them of the bigger story, reminding them that Jesus Christ is the exact image of the Father, that he is a perfect high priest who has once and for all made sacrifice for our sins, that he is calling us to a place of history, of running in history with those who have gone before us, those who will come after us, and to remind us that whatever shaking we're experiencing, it is a shaking whose purpose is to build inside of us the unshakable kingdom. E. Stanley Jones wrote a great book called The Unchanging Person and the Unshakable Kingdom. And friends, I believe that these last two commitments are really what Dr. Jones was writing about. When we connect to the bigger story, we are connecting to the unshakable kingdom. We are connecting what is happening in our lives to the lives of those, as I said before, who have gone before us. This can be found in the Old Testament in Isaiah 54, when the Father says that we will not be defined by shame or by loss, but we will be defined by Him, that we can sing in the midst of barrenness, we can sing in the midst of our chaos, we can sing in the midst of uncertainty, we can sing in the midst of our reproach, we can sing in the midst of our shame, we can sing, as Isaiah 54 says, "Sing, O barren woman, for more will be your children than of her who has a husband." Says later in verse 5, "For the Lord will become your husband." Let's help people connect to the bigger story. Hope Reformers, help people connect to the bigger story. And fourthly, Hope Reformers use the compass. What is the compass? Well, the compass is Jesus Christ. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. He does not change. He will not leave us. He will not forsake us. But He will be with us forever. Earthquakes cause disorientation. Sin causes disorientation. Upheaval and social transformation can be described as chaos. In these moments, friends, let's remember the compass. Let's use the compass. We can help people rebuild their lives if we stay honest, if we stay clear about what is true north. You know, true north is a metaphor for our journey in life. We are often uncertain where we stand. We are uncertain in the times of shaking about where we are going. We are uncertain about what is the right path for us personally. Knowing our true north, it enables us to follow the right path. It enables us to discover the right path. And friends, Jesus Christ is true north. He is the compass for us. He is the compass that sets the course and the direction for our lives. Using the compass and discovering who Jesus Christ is for us is about grace. It's about His grace. John 1:14 says that He is full of grace and truth, that He is full of an empowering ability to live in the reality of heaven. He is full of grace and truth. We are promised the working of the Holy Spirit in our lives, John 14-16. Those amazing chapters, those beautiful chapters where Jesus intermittently speaks of the purpose of the Holy Spirit and His role in our lives. We live with the work of the Spirit inside of us. So when we use the compass, it's not simply looking to the stars, but it is being aware that God is inside of us. It is His Spirit who lives inside of us, who has taken residence in our hearts. And He is determined and purposeful about revealing to us the things of Christ, about showing us the working of Jesus in our lives, about reminding us of who He is and who we are, and that we can find our true north, and we can once again have clarity. Friends, clarity is so powerful. We can have clarity because we are using the compass. As hope performers, it's important that we demonstrate outwardly what we have experienced inwardly so that others can receive it transformationally. This may seem like a small thing, but the power of the small is so significant. On one place of the fallen Berlin Wall, it reads, "Many small people doing many small things in many small places can change the face of the world." The fallen Berlin Wall echoes throughout the globe the power of the small, how that wall divided free from those in bondage to communism, and that wall came down because many small people were doing many small things in many small places, and they changed the face of the world. And I want you to know that whatever may seem small in your hands is big in the hands of God. And it is big in His hands because He's called you to be a hope reformer, to live, love, and lead with compassion, to create community, to connect people to the bigger story, and to use the compass to lean into intimacy. Jesus Christ, our Savior, our God, our King, the same yesterday, today, and forever. I encourage you to live this week as a hope performer. Celebrate the Easter season, that Jesus Christ is the ultimate reformer of hope, and He's called you to that as well. Hope you have a great holiday weekend. God bless you, and I'll talk to you soon.